now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane. 1702.
It's going on 27 minutes past nine, and it's time to talk DIY with Janice Anderson. Of course, decor and DIY is what she focuses on in her on her work on homedesign.co.za. And today, Janice is answering the question, can you grow fruit trees in a small garden? When we're talking self-sufficiency and sustainability, we tend to focus on food gardens and vegetables. But what about fruit? Janice, an important point that you bring up. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Refilwe. Good morning, everybody.
So tell us about your own journey on growing fruit trees in a small garden and just what the journey's been like. Have you been able to answer that question of whether or not you need tons of space to set up an orchard? Or can you do this with modest means?
You know, you can actually do it. It's not just about the small garden as well. It's also, I mean, people have balconies, and I know there's a lot of people out there that also using their balconies for growing vegetables. I mean, even if it's only on a small scale. Mm. But growing vegetables, fine, we're all trying to be self-sufficient. But if you're growing vegetables, do you also want to grow fruit? I mean, that's just as much a part of the produce as the vegetables are.
Sure.
And I do have a small garden. I don't have a big garden. It's what I can manage. And I wanted to add some fruit trees to the garden. I wanted a lemon. I wanted peaches. I wanted nectarines. I wanted apples, mm-hmm. which are big trees. And I did some research to see, because I don't have the space for those big pots. And they're mother heavy, really, really heavy once you fill up the soil. So there's no moving them once they're done. And I came across something called fabric bags.
Yes, tell us more.
Yeah, I posted it on my website because I was very surprised. These things come up to 300 litres in size. Mm. And I bought four of them last year. It was just towards the end of winter before we went into spring. And I bought a peach tree, a nectarine tree, apple tree, lemon, and a mango.
Mm.
And I thought, well, let's just see if this is going to work. So it's been over a year now. We've just had spring, going into summer. And I posted on the website, you cannot believe how much fruit I've got on my trees.
Get out. That's lovely.
Unbelievable. The apple tree, obviously, nothing yet because that's going to take a few years. Mango is still a little bit juvenile, so also in another couple of years, I'll definitely have some mangoes. The lemons, of course, everybody knows lemons are easy to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice to know that you can grow them in these bags. The bags have handles. So what I did in winter when it got too cold, I actually just pulled them under my little a patio veranda area so that they didn't get damaged by frost, pull them out again when spring comes. And this bag situation really does work.
And I mean, you know, in preparation for our conversation, I Googled them and just read a bit about the benefits of it. And it seems as though, well, there is no end to those benefits. Obviously, as you said, much more portable than the terracotta pot that you'd yes. have a hard time wielding and handling. But apparently, you know, also not just reusable, but are able to create a much healthier environment for your plants and preventing root strangulation yes. and root rot as well.
Yes, because you can get airflow through the bag. It's not a lot, but the roots do get chance to breathe. Plus, you're growing organic fruit, so there's no pesticides or toxic chemicals on the fruit. You can pick it straight from the tree, make a fruit salad, or put it with your other vegetables you've got growing in the garden. So many benefits, even if you only have one tree.
Yeah, lovely. And also just a nice mixed crop there that you've got, you know, some mm-hmm. stuff bearing fruit, literally. But of course, yes. the long-term view and the anticipation and the journey of growing your own fruit, it must be an absolute delight as well.
Yeah, I can't wait for the apple tree to grow and get fruit.
Where do you get the fabric pots? Any specific vendor that you prefer, or are they much the same?
They are much the same. I got mine from a supplier in Cape Town. I mean, if people go online and just put fabric pot in the search bar, there are plenty of suppliers. The bags are reasonably affordable when you think that they're 300 litre in size mm-hmm. and you're going to be growing a tree in them.
Fabulous stuff. Janice, always an absolute pleasure, and what a lovely tip that she's given us this morning, how to grow fruit trees in a small garden.